Now, I know this is going to take us a little bit of time, but I want these meetings to be as uniform and boring as we can possibly make them. And it's not to make them boring to where people aren't paying attention. That's where the sausage gets made, is during the boredom. Because the drama that we've seen in this last year, we don't have any room for it. We really don't. And it's been an embarrassment to me. I'm pretty sure it's been an embarrassment to the people that have been on this board.
Why is everybody trying to make my show worse? Kerry Smith, the District 2 and now chairman of Santa Rosa County Commission. Remember Mike Kohler, who's also happened to be District 2 and the chairman of the Escambia County Commission, promising to make government boring again. MABA. MGABA. Whatever. Make Santa Rosa boring again. I can't work out these acronyms on the air. But why is everybody trying to make my show worse? No, I like the drama. No, I hate the drama. I'm really glad for it. Now, it's easier to make less drama when James Calkins isn't around. True. And yes, it's been embarrassing. Okay, also true. Also, can I just, as a side note, this is now the commissioner and or person who has made the argument about the sausage making. Okay, the argument about sausage making with government is that you don't want to see the sausage being made. Like, that's the ugly part. That's the Upton Sinclair jungle kind of reference. Like, you don't want to see the awful, terrible things that go on behind the scenes. The sausage making is terrible and ugly and horrible and dramatic. You don't want government to be transparent sausage making. You want government to be just boring. So just stop mixing our metaphors. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I got a cold. So I'm a little bit less kind in the last day or two than I normally am. This is more like real Andrew just being, you know, rude. Anyway, so Kerry Smith, the new chairman, has implemented a lot of measures to change the meetings. And one of the changes is that during public forum, the public talks and the commissioners listen. And don't talk back and don't interact and don't answer and don't engage and don't debate, which had been a problem under the, you know, previous regime.
This is the citizens' time. This is not our time. I know in the past we had a lot of dialogue and back and forth that would go from this dais to the podium. This is a time for the podium to speak to us.
Man, I tell you, I understand, but I like it when the government answers, especially if it's like somebody's complaining about a problem and you can at least say, here's what we're doing to address it, as opposed to just sitting there listening and nodding your head and saying, thank you for your comments. I actually liked it the old way. Now, the problem is I hated the old way where it was this bickering and back and forth and, again, James Calkins always fighting with everybody and having to have his say every 3 seconds. Well, I just think this. Okay, I just want to say this. I'm glad that's gone. But I actually like it when, for example, the county administrator has maybe said, you know, hey, Brad, can you address that? And Brad can say something. And then at least the public kind of knows they're listening or they'll follow up with them. So I get it. It's hard to have one without the other. But I did feel like that was missing a little bit. And then he kind of threatened people in a kindly Kerry Smith sort of way.
Sometimes there will be things said that are attacking. I can't stop that. I've been a victim of being attacked by people in the crowd. We're not going to have, well, let me put it this way. If I ever feel like a member of this board's being attacked, I'm going to take care of it from this position right here, okay?
I'm not sure what he can do. Can you hear that on the radio? Me pounding that. But I appreciate the sentiment. You know, you're going to try to keep decorum. Many have tried. we'll see how. But I love the effort.
What we're going to do is we're going to go back to the old Hunter Walker days where we had the county administrator and the assistant county administrator read through the items one by one. And at this point, we'll go from there. All right.
Oh, my God. This is great. What this means is that instead of, you know, the skin bare headline of an item, or even not reading, there's 15 items on the consent agenda, okay, blah, blah. What they're doing is they're taking the time of explaining enough about each item that you kind of get what's happening. So you don't have to read all the backup materials. You don't have to know in advance. If you show up at the meeting, Brad Baker or the assistant county administrator, Jared Lowe, are going to explain the items. I love this. This is, every government should do this. I have been asking for this, overtly, covertly, secretly praying, hoping. Every government has a chance to explain to the public what it's doing. And most of them don't. They don't do it well. And then they complain about news coverage. Dude, you are the primary news organization to represent what you're doing. If you tell people, they will know. You have the option to be the first people to tell everybody what's going on. Instead of trying to get through the meeting more efficiently and save time, use the meeting as your news opportunity. Here's what's being done. And then, you know, instead of just assuming that everybody knows or everybody should know or nobody cares, you know, I love this. This made this meeting so much better than it has ever been before. I mean, genuinely, I appreciate it because there are things that even I wouldn't have picked up on, and I know a lot, okay? And even I wouldn't have picked up on, like, you know, they're just it's a little thing, but because they explained it, I'm able to share it with you, and this is just an example, okay?
Item number two, Benny Russell Park Multi-Use Trail Grant Application. This is a federal grant passed through FDOT to extend the existing walking trail across some county-owned property to sidewalks in an adjacent neighborhood to Benny Russell Park.
If we have any board discussion on that?
There's no discussion. There's no need to say more than that. That's cool. It's a little item that benefits the people that live in the neighborhood around Benny Russell Park, a major park in Santa Rosa County, right off of Spencer Field. And, like, that's just cool. But I wouldn't have known that if they hadn't have taken the 14 seconds that it took to explain that. And again and again and again and again, they did that. And I thought it was genuinely, genuinely much better. It was also better not responding to the public forum because I think sometimes it's don't feed the trolls, you know. They want the drama. Then they want the drama that gets covered on, you know, the Pensacola Morning News. And they, okay. And if you don't feed it, maybe you get less of it. So we'll see on that one. But anyway, I thought it was a very good meeting. There was a couple of other things in that meeting I want to talk about for a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now. Seeing some delays at the intersection of East 9 Mile Road and Highway 29 at the intersection in all directions. So just be prepared for that. Just some congestion delays. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you need to buy or sell a home, you want a good real estate agent who's going to get you the best price, low if you're buying, high if you're selling, get you all the way through to closing, make sure to solve any problems that come up, answer any objections, and, you know, even sometimes in a market that's a little bit more, you know, slow like now, it takes little things. Like, I remember talking to Christine Leavenworth about this a couple of years ago. She said such an interesting thing. She says, when somebody comes and looks at a home that I'm selling and they don't make an offer, I could just take that as a data point and then move on. Or I can do what makes more sense, and I can call the agent and say, hey, I see they looked at the home and they didn't make an offer. Did they give you an explanation of why? And then they're going to tell them, well, the price was too high, or I didn't like this, or the curb appeal, or it doesn't fit our family needs, or whatever. And she can learn from that. And sometimes, oh, well, if that's the issue, I mean, we can fix that. Maybe you can negotiate a non-answer into a yes or something. Or you can learn from the – and I'm like, this is such a basic sales thing to do. But most real estate agents, you know, do they do it? I don't know. I know Christina does. And I know part of the reason why she sells, you know, used to be 200 plus homes when it was easy. And now it's 175 when it's a little bit more challenging. A year, 3.5 a week. Why? It's all the little things. All the little things add up to the totality of much, much better results. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. I was making a joke about the make Santa Rosa boring again. And somebody said, if MSRBA is the acronym we're going with, that's pretty close to miserable, which seems right. Stop it. It's not nice. Why'd you say it on the air then, Andrew? I don't know. Can't help myself. Okay, so other things that came up in the meeting. This is, you know, the only thing from the forum that I thought was worth sharing with Jerry Cooey talking about Mulat Bayou. That's the one that's had all the red clay or the dirt go into the bayou. You may have seen the pictures on social media of the, like, muddy-looking water, which is horrible runoff from a construction site. That's genuinely terrible because that's just going to kill everything in there or runs the risk of killing everything in there, right? This is bad. And the problem is, you know, what are the fines that are available to deal with this? You know, if it's $75,000, I think the argument was made, like, $75,000 in a 100-home subdivision is just, you know, it's a rounding error. It's just a cost of doing business, right?
I don't want these problems like this just to be stopped. They need to be remediated, and it shouldn't be my tax dollars that pay for them. It should be the person who caused it. All fines should start at the estimated cost of remediation.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. Okay, so when you deal with legal cases, like when I do something that harms somebody else, that's called a tort. A tort is a harm that in law can be remedied typically by money, okay? So if, like, a company does something that harms you, you have the tort or the compensatory damages, and then you have punitive, right, damages. That's meant to teach them a lesson. Oh, same. If a construction company doesn't put up the proper silt fencing and keep the red clay from running off into the bayou, whatever the cost of that cleanup is, that's the base sticker price for their penalty. I totally agree with that. And then if you want to penalize them in addition to discourage, you know, there's the make-whole cost and then there's the deterrence cost. No. So I, you know, legally they probably cannot do it, but that's where we ought to be. In principle, I completely agree with him. Other things that came up, they're going to have a hearing on impact fees. You know, this is basically to ratify the impact fees that were made contingent on the local option sales tax passing, and now they're just going to kind of change the language a little bit and try to pass those on their own. That's coming. There was also an announcement about a an economic development project.
Mr. Chairman, item number 15 with the economic development is an approval to submit an application to Triumph Gulf Coast for Project Young Frankenstein in the amount of up to $8,800,000 for property acquisition and infrastructure improvements. And this is just to submit the grant, and the staff will keep you informed on any updates related to this project and the grant funding.
We have any board discussion on this item?
Boring.
All I've got to say is our economic development director has some very colorful descriptions of these NDAs.
That's Shannon Ogletree coming up with the description of these projects.
In other words, his veins, his feet, his hands, his organs would all have to be increased in size.
Exactly.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
That goes without saying.
Oof.
He's going to be very popular.
I mean, come on. It's a Young Frankenstein joke. I mean, you can't name... Look, Shannon, I'm paying you off on the air, brother. Shannon is a gem for Santa Rosa County as the economic development director, and I'm giving him his quote. I'm letting him have his moment in the sun. I'm just, you know, I want to reward the guy.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
What hump? All right, 624 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to fight breast cancer right here in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkel with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ah, fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I genuinely like all of the modern versions of the classic songs, or the ones that aren't. I mean, like, this is no doubt Boy to the World. I don't know. I enjoy them. I enjoy the Christmas carols themselves the week before Christmas. Right then. It's 627 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody says, Andrew, you would genuinely love the outtakes and bloopers from A Young Frankenstein. Oh, I actually saw that yesterday when I was grabbing a couple of Young Frankenstein clips. And I hate to confess it, but Young Frankenstein is not one of like my movies. But I am going to go watch it again because I'm sure I will love it even more now as an adult with a better sense of humor. John has got traffic on the fives. John?
Better sense of humor. Gotcha. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, if you need a hardware because you got to fix something, you got to build something, you got to remodel something, or if you need good gifts for Christmas, I mean, we are 14 days, 2 weeks, baby. Pensacola Hardware has all the hardware stuff and all the advice you need. Okay, and they've been doing this for 173 years. They know what they're doing. But they also, the front like third or so of the entire place is all gifts. Now, it's not normally styled as gifts. It's just, you know, grills and cookware and Yeti merch and SEC merch and all that kind of stuff. But it's great gifts for Christmas. Like, this is the place to go. You know, if you got people in your life that are hard to shop for, you buy them something from Pensacola Hardware. They're going to love it. You're gonna, and you may find, oh, I need that, and I need that, and I need that. So go look, and, you know, whether you need hardware or not, the housewares part is amazing. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Pensacola Hardware is one of the oldest businesses in the country, one of the 50 oldest, the oldest in the state of Florida since 1851. Check them out. Say I said hi and get all the stuff that you need. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You know, I do have a headline, but I got a question for you first. Your soundbite at the beginning or when you came back from the break got
for
me Gile? Thinking.
Yeah, yes, from for Christmas Gile. Story. Mm-hmm.
Am I the only one who every time, all year long, not just at Christmas, every time I pick up a box that has fragile on it has to repeat that line verbatim?
Now, of course, this is normal. It's all right, normal
just,
and healthy. You're,
just
you're
wondered
not the
if
only
I was
one.
Yeah, just wondered if I was alone. An indictment unsealed in Chicago charges two former Syrian Air Force intelligence officers with war crimes. Nick Harper reports that Jamil Hassan and Abdul Salam Mahmoud are now charged with conspiring to commit cruel and inhuman treatment of civilian detainees, including U.S. citizens.
Two men allegedly ordered torture, including whipping, beating, burning, and electrocuting prisoners. The indictment was filed last month, but only unsealed with the fall of the Syrian government.
And that indictment alleges the offenses occurred at the Mezzeh military airport near Damascus and happened during the Syrian civil war. Arrest warrants have been issued.
All right. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Hey, if you've got a plumbing need, a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the water, Barbary Plumbing, they'll fix that. They'll even fix the thing that you fixed badly. Guilty. Called about. And they did a great job. I mean, they did exactly what they're supposed to do. Flat rate pricing by the job and not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
It's like two completely different human beings.
Luigi Mangione's former roommate in Hawaii, R.J. Martin, there telling Fox he knew someone completely different than the man now charged with murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione stays behind bars in Pennsylvania for now, fighting in order to be sent back to New York City. He yelled on his way into court, "It's completely out of touch and an insult to the intelligence of the American people." The sale of Alex Jones' InfoWars website to the satirical news site The Onion is blocked by a bankruptcy judge in Houston, calling the auction flawed.
InfoWars owner Alex Jones claimed parties illegally colluded to buy the platform during the auction, which was ordered so he could pay nearly $1.5 billion to the families of the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting, after calling the shooting a hoax.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, those families supported the sale to The Onion. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 54 degrees in Pensacola this morning. A McDavid woman facing drug charges after an incident at the McDonald's in Atmore. Police say they were called to that restaurant for a report of a disorderly woman throwing food at vehicles on Main Street. When officers arrived, they found 43-year-old Shyover English, who they say was agitated, cursing. She was initially arrested for disorderly conduct, but when she arrived at the Escambia, Alabama jail, corrections officers found spice and items used to ingest narcotics. She now faces charges of promoting prison contraband and possession of drug paraphernalia as well. She remains in jail in Escambia County, Alabama. A registered sex offender facing new charges after allegedly sexually assaulting a young family member, 55-year-old Teddy Morvant, was arrested last week. According to a report, he's accused of sexually assaulting a young family member between 2023 and 2024 when she was between 5 and 6 years old. Morvant was arrested last Thursday and is charged with lewd and lascivious molestation and sexual battery. He's pleaded not guilty in the case. He's due back in court December 27th. Morvant has been a sex offender since 2005 after being convicted of sexual battery on a minor. And that, at that time, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The Escambia Board of Commissioners is looking into reinstating an old policy that would limit commissioners' presence on social media or online blogs. That policy was lifted in 2019, but before that, it was in effect for more than a decade.
I want the citizens of Escambia County to trust the Board of County Commissioners. And these kind of policies make it look where we can be more transparent and that we live by a code of conduct that same as our oath. We're just bringing back common sense, honestly.
That is Commission Chairman Mike Kohler. Now, if this new policy were to be approved, commissioners wouldn't be allowed to discuss county business on social media or on online blogs. Commissioners would also be discouraged from using phones during meetings and not allowed to use their private email accounts for county business. The first draft of this policy will be discussed at the Escambia Commission meetings tomorrow. 150 newly arrived immigrants in Broward County Public Schools took part in the Rally to Tally for New Floridians. Spokeswoman Osiris De La Rios says the field trip gives students the opportunity to see how the legislative system works.
They work on agendas, they work on proposals, they amend them, they work on it, and then they propose it and they go in front of the Capitol. They propose it to some of the legislators there.
And the goal is to bring that democratic process alive for the kids as they learn about state history and government. Students also toured the state capitol and four universities, including the University of Florida. Now, there appears to be more questions than answers about just what's going to happen in Syria after the downfall of Bashar al-Assad. Florida International University's Dr. Eric Lobb says it'll be tricky since rebel leader Abu Muhammad al-Ghilani has terrorist ties and was once affiliated with al-Qaeda.
On the surface, they've somewhat moderated to try to unify groups together and to try to make their message more appealing, not just domestically or internally inside Syria, but even internationally.
And he says the takeover would be looked at as a strategic loss for Iran because Syria was their most dependable ally in the region. It's 6:35, News Radio 92.3. Right now, let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Just got a tip on an accident that happened on 98 eastbound. As you enter I forgot. 98 and East Bay. Everything's moving into the right lane. And then, of course, on the other side, the westbound side, we see a car that is just hanging around there. We'll get more information on that for you as it comes. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Showers come to an end early this morning with temperatures dropping 57 degrees for your high with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 38. Staying chilly for that Thursday with a high near 55 degrees, sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. For Friday, high near 61 with mostly sunny skies. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we do have partly cloudy skies. It is 51 degrees in Pensacola. We've got 54 degrees in Gulf Breeze, 53 right now in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock in breaking breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Scordo with Your Money Now. The Consumer Price Index is expected to show a 2.7% 12-month inflation rate for November, up 1/10 of a percentage point from October. Core CPI is forecast at 3.3% or unchanged from October. The report will be released today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Treasury yield was 4.2263% after rising less than one basis point this morning ahead of the release of today's CPI data. Automakers have struggled this year with a series of issues, including a lack of affordable models, a slower-than-anticipated rollout of charging points, intense competition from China, tougher carbon regulations, and the prospect of targeted U.S. tariffs, CNBC reports. The industry will brace for a bumpy ride next year as well. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is fighting his extradition to New York, where he faces a murder charge. Blair County, Pennsylvania District Attorney Peter J. Weeks also plans to prosecute Luigi Annie Mangione once New York authorities are done with him.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I knew what we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey. The problem was the ones that were being sold at the dealership as pre-owned certified, you couldn't drive them until they were cleaned up. And by the time they were cleaned up, they'd been already pre-bought by people. And just they were very scarce because they were changing a model over and we didn't want to buy the new model because new cars have new problems and we wanted to buy the old one, but we couldn't find one to test drive just to make sure we wanted it. So we weren't trying to buy a car. We were just trying to drive it. Frontier Motors had one. We drove it. We loved it. It was the right price. It was the right, I mean, it's kind of funny. We drove it and they're like, do you want to look at a price? And we're like, well, I guess we ought to. We're not buying for 6 months though. Can you come down on that price? Sure. Oh, can you give us a day? Sure. Can you come down again? Sure. Can we buy it? Sure. I mean, like, it was that easy. For a car we weren't going to buy because we didn't really need it yet for another 6 months till the old car was really going to give out. But it was such a smoking deal, we couldn't say no. And then they followed up with us, like, 6 months later. Anything wrong? No. Why are you bothering me? A year later, anything wrong? One of the keys, you know, one of the physical keys that we never use doesn't work. Bring it in. We'll fix it. What do you mean? I bet you will for $150. No, for free. On us. It's warranted. We're like, what? Okay. Who does that? Who calls you from a used car place a year after you buy the car to make sure everything's okay? Frontier does. Why? Because they don't want to sell you one car. They want to sell you all the cars you're ever going to buy for the rest of your life. And with that kind of customer service, why wouldn't I go there? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus,
every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and as I light my Hanukkah menorah, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Also, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price, co-host of Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7, wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year on behalf of News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 6:42 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Continuing now the series that we've been doing this week with my interview with Dr. David Joseph from Lakeview Center about what is mental health.
Over the last, say, 30 or 40 years that I've been kind of paying attention, is it seems like in the 80s you just would have said, well, that's my weird cousin. And now you say, no, that's Cousin Larry. He's got this and this and this and this. And things that used to just be the range of human normality now get categorized as some kind of an illness or a disorder or acquire a label. And, you know, for me, okay, this business about anxiety strikes me as imaginary. Not because people don't feel anxious, but because all people feel anxious. You'd be weird if you didn't feel anxious about some things. I mean, to me, being anxious is I think about my kids when they're driving. I'm anxious. Now, it's not debilitating, but feeling anxious meeting new people is meeting new people. You know, so it seems like the various kinds of what would otherwise historically be considered normal variation among people and personalities and brain styles starts to become diagnosed because we're letting lower threshold things be considered treatable. It's sort of the every problem looks like a nail if you're a hammer. Every brain condition looks like a diagnosis if you're a psychologist.
Correct. And like with all illnesses, its thresholds matter. And this is where the subjective objective. So diabetes, right? Blood sugar kind of goes up and down. Mm-hmm. You hit a certain level, you hit a threshold. Mm-hmm. So we all have, there is normal anxiety. And if I'm okay with my normal anxiety and I'm functioning okay, I'm able to do everything I need to do. Okay, I just need to, I know when I'm meeting, okay, I'm going to go meet whoever makes me nervous, my mm-hmm. second cousin who I haven't seen. Maybe I just need to take a little time. That's normal, natural human thing.
Going through a TSA line makes everybody anxious.
Right. Taking...
It doesn't mean you need a treatment.
Right.
It's the TSA line.
my niece did her, she sat for the bar.
Mm-hmm.
She was anxious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Your whole future hangs on this.
It's different, though, if then the anxiety, the level of your anxiety, let's take my niece for an example, mm-hmm. was such that She got so anxious and so nervous, she had a panic attack, thought she was dying. Mm-hmm. And because she thought she was dying, she canceled taking the bar exam because she thought she was going to die. The next time she has to take the bar exam is a year down the line. Mm-hmm. Is that going to worsen the anxiety the next time you have to take the bar exam? Mm-hmm. You know? Or she's okay with not taking the bar exam. She says, I had a panic attack. I don't think I need to take it. I've been studying for this for the last 2 years. My brother says, well, Brianna,
yeah.
We spent a little bit of money on this now.
Yeah.
You really need to take the bar exam. So it's that external, well, she's not usually like that. Saying, well, this is just not like her. What's causing her not to be like that? So anxiety or depression, you can't live life and not have some level of low mood,
mm-hmm.
right? That's very different than, you know, life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's always sucked.
I guess it
will always suck.
I guess it's kind of
Let's pause right there for just a second. I know we're kind of short into this interview, but I want to give us a chance for John Pickens to have traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Dealing with an accident, if you're coming into Midway on 98 eastbound, the intersection is 98 East Bay, make sure you're going into the right-hand lane. The accident's in the left-hand lane. They're trying to clear that. I-10, I-110 are looking good, not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Back to the interview with Dr. David Josephs about what qualifies as mental health conditions, what doesn't, what used to be normal personality variables. Anyway, here we go.
You know, where the boundaries are seems very shifting to me because, you know, the phrase I keep thinking of is just rub some dirt on it and go. You know, you're afraid to talk to girls in a bar? We'll do it. You know, everybody is. You know, that there's... The anxiety thing in particular feels to me, layman, very much like the kind of thing where we used to just tell people, suck it up and do it. And they did. And now it becomes, well, I've got anxiety. Well, by that kind of notion, maybe it's true that everybody's always been ill and didn't know it. Or maybe it's not really the kind of illness that we ought to think of that way. Maybe we just need a better cultural taboos and standards that say, yeah, okay, so what?
Are the labels helpful?
Right.
Like, that's what you're asking.
So yeah.
I've got three children, they're all pretty little, and a preschool teacher would tell you, we don't say that kid is bad, that kid had a bad behavior that day. We don't label that kid as bad. Is it helpful to say, I have anxiety? Is that kind of what you're asking?
Yeah, and which is another dimension of the question I have, too, which is, you know, you can say a kid's bad. they're bad and they have room for improvement. No, but I think of ethics in this as well, that some of the things that we maybe used to would have said, or I would still say, well, that's an immoral choice.
Mm-hmm.
You need better ethics. Well, I do this because I have these mental... Well, no, you just need better ethics, you know, and... What's the difference between if everything is psychologically treatable, then where's the place in all of this for, well, no, he's a bad person.
Well, there,
you know, because certainly psychological issues can cause people to behave in what we would otherwise call immoral ways. But if it's caused because he's drug induced or schizophrenic or psychotic or, you know, whatever, these are kind of the lines that are interesting to me.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what communities struggle with, right? Is this something that's inherent in the person's personality? They're a bad person. They do these things. And they should face the consequences or have these things happen so mm-hmm. they don't do the bad things again.
Right, how culpable are they? Right,
how
absolutely.
How culpable are they? Or is this beyond something beyond their control?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of their capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Probably the areas that...
which is the mens rea for legal standards, right?
Correct.
If they didn't have the evil intent because they cannot control the thing.
And so one of the things I also do is I do competency and sanity evaluations mm-hmm. in the courts, right? Mm-hmm. So people who've killed people who've done horrible, horrible things. How much of that is because they lack the capacity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
So sometimes people are they're doing crimes. Let's say as an example, because their picture of the world is so distorted that they can't do what's normal, and that's where we say that they're not culpable. They don't have the mens rea. Other people who are doing illegality, doing crimes, who know they're doing crimes. And then there's sort of a hybrid in between, which is people who might be under the influence of drugs, who have chosen to do the drugs. The drugs then cause a brain state or a chemical state or whatever, where they literally can't do the right thing, don't have the kind of power over their actions that we would normally think of as culpability.
But in the state of Florida, as in most states, that is not a reason to not hold you culpable.
Sure. Well, the drunk driver, right? Okay. Nobody, usually the drunk driver doesn't choose the accident, but they did choose the alcohol.
So it's a function of brain capacity, I guess, for me, and I've seen over the last 30 years, you know, and I guess the perspective I have on mental illness is that if people were just aware of this continuum you talk about, it could be very, very benign to appear. And based on our biology, brain biology, based on situational events, we could stay here or we could be way up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess the most intelligent man I ever met was a homeless guy who came in suicidal, and he was saying he also wanted to kill other people. Right? Turned out he was a college professor from the Midwest who had something happen in his family. His family lost track of him, and he wandered the country. He looked like, what was his name, the millionaire? Howard Hughes.
Okay.
And Howard Hughes was in his bearded time. Bright, bright guy. But extremely psychotic and delusional, okay? And he developed that late in his life, right, in his 50s.
And in that case, I mean, what would cause that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
Okay.
Right,
because I mean, if somebody starts experimenting with substances, or if they start engaging in behaviors that are sort of mild but progress, I mean, you can sort of see pathways, or I mean, I don't know, some kind of a brain disease that takes over that, you know, I mean, something akin to a Alzheimer's or a Parkinson's is going to affect you, right, but you've not had your whole life.
Yeah, the working theory, because I mean, people usually develop schizophrenia, which he was eventually diagnosed with, usually in their 18, 19, young, right? It's unusual at 40, 50 to develop a psychotic, a thought disorder like schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
But the working theory is vulnerability, right? He has had a vulnerability.
Okay.
Maybe there's some family history, although I wasn't able to find any family history. And then you add that to insults, stress insults, or it could be substance insults.
Okay. What's the word you're using? Insult.
An insult
to your... Okay. Your system.
To your system.
So trauma can be an example of that. Stress can be an example of that. Dietary change, bodily change.
And it impacts
taking
the brain.
Substance. Okay.
Right. And so...
distortions to what's normal for you to handle.
Right. And your question about what is mental illness and how we diagnose mental illness, probably 15 years, maybe less than that from now, we won't be having this conversation this way. Well, what do you have to see? What behaviors do you have to notice? There'll be MRIs of where the brain lights up and where it doesn't light up, showing where you have less or more function. Frontal lobe, right? What do they say about teenage? How old are you kids?
8, 5, and 1.
Okay, so they haven't
gotten there yet.
You have teenagers?
I do. Okay. 2018 and 2016. So okay. Yeah. So they're not there yet.
but the description of teenagers, people like to say as well. All people say all teenagers are brain damaged.
Mm.
Why? Because they do stupid stuff.
Right. You can tell by the behavior.
You can tell. Why do they do stupid stuff?
Because they're not fully developed.
Why did we do stupid stuff? This part of the brain is not developed.
Right.
What's this part of the brain? It's your frontal lobe. It's your judgment. It's, sure, I can jump off of the building. I can do these things and I'll survive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can drive my car. I can do wheelies down now. And I'll be good. I can date three women at a time. I'll be good. It's judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the brain develops over time. And so you'd be able in a number of years to just do an MRI of teenagers and see, well, are you behind where most 15-year-olds or are you at the 12-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and then hopefully it's not thought of as pathology. It's thought of as developmental.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain will get there. I want your brain to get there. Please don't go to jail before your brain gets there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is the way I view a lot of teenagers. And young people, actually. I think a lot of young people have the same, young adults.
So this is, again, conversation that I had, was last week or the week before, I forget. I sat down with Dr. David Joseph right around Thanksgiving, and he's the head of Lakeview, and wanted to talk about mental illness, a conversation that we just don't have enough out in the open. And what does it mean for religion? What does it mean for ethics? What does it mean for character? And what does it mean for genuine brain issues or non-brain issues? So anyway, we'll continue this conversation tomorrow and Friday, and I will podcast the whole thing when we're done with it after Friday. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, sorry, John has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident that happened on 98 and East Bay Boulevard as you're coming into Midway. No roadblock associated with that, but from what I understand, move over to the right-hand lane because the traffic is diverting that way. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them.
6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne has got a headline or two for us before the end of the hour. David?
Daniel Penny is speaking out for the first time since his acquittal this week, saying he would have felt guilty if someone was injured by Jordan Neely on the subway. Penny charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide. He was found not guilty earlier this week.
Those are the kind of people you want on that subway car.
You're listening to News Radio.